If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You know, I never thought I could care for someone as much as it would bring me to tears. Hold on. Do you mind if I do this? Doop, doop, doop. Oh, it's fine. Do what you need to do. Doop, doop. Can we take that again? I'll never imagine I would find someone to bring me to tears. Hold on one more time. Is that convincing? Does that work?
Y'all.
One more time.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, now it feels like I'm crying. This is good. Is this good TV?
This is a different
Can I get pussy blind. After this?
Oh, Jesus.
Love is blind, take one.
Love is blind. Love is blind. It's Reality Gaze presenting Love is Blind.
Chicks dig this, right? All the talk about Bali and everything, that's all good, right?
Stop, it's too gross.
Need more eye drops? Okay, good. This is all good, right? You're not going to use any of this, right? Okay, cool.
I still would hit him once. He's still hot.
This was amazing.
It was, where they, this is a new Love is Blind.
They called this douche out.
No, this is, I think, I'm excited because I think I'm hoping they're doing something very smart and they realize because this is a juggernaut and so many people want to go on this show to be fucking famous. And I don't know if they listened to us or other I feel like the consensus was from everyone in season two, all these people want to be influencers.
Well, this was filmed right after season two, so they did not have time to hear anybody.
The editing is different, though. It wasn't edited.
Slightly.
Yeah, it was edited later. So I'm hoping they keep calling out people's for audacity on the season of Love is Blind.
If you didn't watch this or you don't know what we're talking about, by the way, this is Love is Blind season three, Reality Gaze.
It was so good.
This is episode
the first
three.
Night together.
The first night together. Spend the night together.
Or, as Poodle tells every man, this is the first night I've been together with a man.
This is my first time doing this with a man. They always, no, they don't believe it.
No.
They're like, well, you really took to it like a duck in a duck on water.
The Mormon ones believe it.
Yeah, they do. Look like fucking Bambi. So, y'all, what we're talking about is Andrew, who has been rejected by Nancy, who annoys me again this episode. So I was starting to worry that I was going to be okay with her.
I was less annoyed with her.
No, I'm still annoyed with her this episode.
Okay.
It's back.
I mean, she's very talky. And
it's that laugh.
She doesn't bother me as much, mainly just because we'll talk about it later, but they seem so cute together.
Oh, I think it's all a facade.
Really?
I think she's in her head what you're not seeing it. I think she's going to self-destruct.
Possibly. Yeah, I could see that. I mean, I could see that from stuff before, yeah.
Yeah.
But she's smarter than we think she is because...
No, this was a complete... They wanted to build this up. They were trying to build up. I don't think she ever wanted to.
I don't think so too much either.
She said this. She's like, you know, when I think of how my life would be, it's a great life, but it's not forever. Again, stop looking for forever, everybody. 5 years is a good marriage.
That's not the point of. I know, but that's not the point of this show.
I know.
You got to get. I agree with you, but you just got to suspend that for this show.
I'm just telling people. Have a little realism. That idea of looking for your forever, that's people like Nancy are going to look for their forever.
I think a lot of people look for their forever.
You can.
But I agree with you. I think that we talked about it, like that podcast I listened to. I think, yeah, it's that. How do you know forever?
But this woman is especially hindered by it.
Yes, it's very
she
much
is,
like
it is a fairy tale for her.
Oh, you got that jacket I ordered.
I did. It fits okay.
Is it not cute on you?
It's a little big. It's actually big and small at the same time. No one gives a shit about this.
Y'all, sometimes I'll get weird clothes for Facebook ads or Instagram ads, and Poodle doesn't even know it. I just order shit, and it just comes to his house.
And sometimes things work,
sometimes
and
he
then
loves
they
it,
don't.
And sometimes he doesn't. Yes, I'm like his Aunt Thelma, who just orders him clothes. Jaybird, I got you a jacket. Did you get that?
And you have about the same taste as she does.
True.
So what's interesting is...
But yeah, I agree. They built this up.
He says, never thought I'd be rejected. So he's rejected.
The crew hates him.
Oh, he's awful.
And we all knew it. Again, he's still hot to me. It'd be terrible, but yeah. I'd probably just do it
you
once.
You know, though, he's so bad, it's almost...
He's pretty repugnant.
I could barely do it, yeah. But I could.
It's pretty repugnant. Yeah,
I'd have to hold
gross.
My nose. Yeah, it's a level of douchedom that and just fakery.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's interesting because in the pods, we all knew who this guy was.
Oh, yeah.
And then just to see it slip and to see him crying.
It's who we thought Shane was. And then Shane, the way they edited, that he got such a good edit, they convinced us otherwise. And then.
Yeah.
We were right about Shane all along.
Yeah. So,
but yeah, she says he's too calm. He's too collective. She says
that. See, that's not it. That's her excuse for it.
I think she probably wants to say like
he's icky.
He's icky, and she doesn't want to say that. Yeah, she probably wants to say he's just a walking tool.
That and just a huge douche and. Always talking about where he's been, sports cars, everything about him was a facade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's all to get laid. That's the worst part of it.
I think it's not to get laid. I think it's to get famous. It's not even to get
famous. No, I'm saying what his...
In normal life.
Yeah.
Yes. But for this, it's just to be famous.
Yep, exactly.
100%.
And I wonder what he does. I guess
he's a wildlife photographer.
Well, that's what he got into.
Well, he acts like he does it.
I guarantee
everywhere.
It's crypto or something like that.
Probably.
So
he's even kind of like blinking his eyes like he's trying to cry.
Whoa. So anyway, Bartice and Nancy, we assume this is going to, she's like.
Again, y'all, if you haven't watched it, you need to fucking watch
you
it.
You need, this is, this, I was thinking about this.
The way they did it and he cried and then they edited to Love is Blind. It was perfection.
If season one was kind of a drama of about three or four, and season two was like a seven or eight for crazy, this is a solid five, I think, so far, because it's got a little more normies, I feel like, with the exception of Andrew.
I want to give season one maybe a 2.5, 3. Remember Jessica Fetterdog Wine.
No, I was saying three or four. So,
I thought that. You said season one. Okay, yeah, I agree with that. It's much more normies.
So it's in the middle, and season two seemed thirst heavy.
I think We're starting to see now in the third season kind of archetypes of how different people act in these situations, and where Andrew is very much Shane. I feel this. I think you're going to 1,000,000% disagree with me because you loved her so much, and I don't think you love this person. But to me, Colleen is serving me Gia vibes like nobody's business.
A little bit.
I can really
see. I can see it. I think she's unfortunately not as quirky as Gigi.
I'm not going to say quirky. I don't think she's as savvy.
I think I'm very interested at seeing what happens to Raven after this episode.
She's still giving me Mallory vibes.
SK, watch out.
Watch out, SK. Not gonna end good.
It's
this show is so good.
So we Bartiz and Nancy, they basically, she's like, I'm gonna be a hella good wife, and he's gonna be a hella good husband. Great start, you Mensa member.
I mean,
she just gets on my fucking nerves.
She doesn't bother. I don't love her, but I don't dislike her. She's just,
I feel like though she's, the way in confessionals she's edited is to make us really like her and empathize with her, and I feel nothing.
I kind of like that she has, in a genuine way, like a big kidness to her and a joyfulness, and like at the end when they, like the reaction when they saw one another, this is jumping in, was so great to me. But yeah, we'll get to that. But I there's something, I like that she can kind of lean into that.
I don't know if it's, I don't think that's intentional.
Who she is. I think that's who she is. I like that about how her reactions.
But he's like that.
Yes.
That's why I'm thinking it won't really work.
I can't imagine them sitting, I can't imagine them both at a bank getting a mortgage.
And then she says things like, he keeps me young. I'm like, you're 11.
The difference of Cole and Zainab.
You need to think of it almost as Z-Y-N-I-B. If you think of it that way, Zainab.
Zainab. Yeah, there we go. It's very different than where you feel like he's just with his mom the whole time.
Weirdly, I can see that a little bit, mm-hmm. but I think she is so in her head. I think if anything, if that implodes, it's going to be on her. Because she's so concerned with what he thinks about her looks.
Well, and also, I don't think, if we're looking at,
he's not an adult.
If we look at Danielle and Nick, Danielle came with some self-doubt and some of her bit of own crazy. But Nick was old enough to know that people have this in their lives. Cole is not old enough to know this.
He isn't, and he is not going to be able to give her, like, the idea of saying, you look a different, you know, you remember when I said I look like a different person with my makeup off? And he was playing with her and said, you do, you're a different person. Again, not something you tell someone like Zainab.
No. Anyway,
who
sorry,
is a
y'all.
Gorgeous woman.
Oh, she's beautiful.
And
everybody's beautiful on this show.
But has a lot of issues about the way she looks.
Yeah.
So you can be the most gorgeous woman in the world, but if you don't believe it, you're going to be just in the same place.
Yeah. All right. We're jumping around because there was so much, and it was a good episode.
There was so much, and I think there's a lot to talk about.
Yes.
Bartiz and Nancy, they're... Okay, there was a question asked, and I think it soured me on everything for this couple, and maybe this is just me and how ridiculous I am. He's like, I got a question for you. When you come home, are you going to go for food, shower, or me? What does that mean?
He said, when you come home and you've had a bad day, what are you going to, you need like basically... He was like, you need comfort. Who are you going to come home to?
That's not the way I read it.
He literally said...
When you need comfort?
He said basically... He didn't say comfort, but he said, when you've had a bad day and you come home, who are you going to go to?
I did not hear that bad day part.
He
maybe,
did say bad day. Okay. I swear. So that's the way I took it. So because that didn't bother me. That if you don't hear that, that sounds like a really weird, creepy question.
Okay, but that, when he, that does change everything.
Yeah, because when he asked the bad day, I thought it was a very sweet question.
Still, don't tell me what I need to do better.
He didn't. He was just asking her, what would you come home wanted to know? And he loved that she said him.
I don't think it's sweet at all.
Oh,
even with bad day, I'm like, I think it's like, what do you do when you come home after a bad day? I think that's better than giving her three options.
Yeah.
And she's obviously pressured to choose him.
Well, yes, yes, yes.
So I don't think it's good at all. I mean, it's sweet.
It's a lot of those type of questions they'll ask each other. I do. I think there's a sweet. I think he wants to be needed.
He
and,
does.
And that's what she was validating.
Wanting to be wanted.
Well, we lost everybody now.
And I'm
upset that there was something. They were all in caveman outfits and Bartice was basically half naked and we didn't
Why
see
didn't
it.
We see that party?
Why didn't we see this?
I agree. I wanted to see that party.
This was upsetting. Don't worry, y'all. They make up for it at the end of this episode.
There's this where he says, I've never felt this way about anybody. He's down on one knee and he said, I love you, Nancy. I want to be with you the rest of my life. And of course she's like, yes. And she's like, I'm so happy, blah, blah, blah. And he says, let's show the world how amazing we can be. Again,
I don't like
this
stuff like
is
that.
Not focusing on them.
I don't love the
this
us
is,
against the world.
Let's
thing.
Be a power couple. This is garbage.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be thinking about this right now. Makes me think influencer for him.
Possibly.
And
yeah.
I'm just like,
I didn't love it when he said that either.
Yeah. And I don't think she is. I don't see that kind of bent for her.
No, because I will say, don't get me wrong, I like Bartice. I think he's really fucking hot.
He's very hot.
He's the hottest guy on the show. I am liking Nancy more than I like him.
You know what? I would agree with you. There is a slickness to him that I don't trust.
And I think what, and I can get it how it comes off. I think Nancy is just awkward all the time in
maybe.
Life.
Maybe.
But it doesn't, it comes off as needy and desperate on television.
The voice gets great.
But I know that like that's a trigger. Like you
it
hate
is a,
that.
Desperation is a trigger for
and,
me.
But and maybe she is desperate. I feel like a lot of times she's just kind of really being herself. Do I want to hang out with her? No, I agree with you. Probably not for it. But I'm liking how she seems to be very authentic. Because that's what this show is now, sadly. The first season was about people finding love. But
I can see your point. Yeah.
But now we have this second layer, especially after season two of, and the show is setting this dynamic up of who else is an Andrew.
True.
Besides looking for love.
I think she might wind up being, if you don't get her in the moments and when she's being Twitter-pated by hot guys and she's with the girls or not trying to project, not trying to be the bubbliest one in the room, mm-hmm. maybe she's okay.
I do feel like that she has this youthful quality too, but she does, I think, feel like she always has to be the bubbly person in the room.
Yeah. I'm going to leave the room.
That's not your friend. I get it. I get it. Meanwhile, y'all, Raven and SK are about to meet. This is going to go great.
Okay. This is interesting.
Whoa. First of all,
okay.
He looks, I mean, she's
he
gorgeous
does.
Too. He looks real
he
good.
He needs to trim the beard, though. It's like trim it
maybe
a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah. I love this suit. He looks so nice.
Yeah, he looks great. And so she says, when they're talking about in the pods, and this is when it gets a little weird. He's like, Raven was telling me that she just randomly cried for someone else, and that shows me she's selfless. No, it says that she's human. I don't think it means that she's selfless.
I don't think she's selfless.
Yeah.
But that's what you understand about her. Because and they also talked about in the pod, she says, I feel like so many guys have told me, let me take over, let me take care of things.
Yeah.
You're not. He said, no, I don't want to do that for you. So he really seems to honor her independence, and I love that.
On paper, they seem like it would kind of work.
This is the archetype couple that they work on paper, but they just don't have it.
Then the meeting happened, and she's smiling, but her eyes aren't.
Oh, if y'all watch her body language, she looked down as he walked towards. She looked down. Y'all, that is shame. That is guilt when someone looks down like that. I know that because I asked Poodle, why were you late to rehearsal early this morning? Were you with someone and he can't look at me in the eye?
So then they hug and then they kiss.
And do you notice when she hugs him, she kind of keeps looking up to the sky like, but not in a, oh, thank God, but oh, help me God.
Oh, yes. And I think you can see this in two ways. She brings it up later in the episode, but she's like, we had some kind of emotional connection and I'm trying to put the physical with it, and I've never really, one of my weaknesses, I've never really been able to put those two together.
Yeah, I think there's probably some truth in that, and I also think she's
not into him.
She's telling him that to make him feel better.
I agree.
Or to cover show face.
I think there is zero chemistry.
I don't think she had. I think SK clearly is into her.
But he's kind of a closed book.
He's a little more reserved.
Yeah.
But the way this is edited, in comparison to all the other meetings, we all, after the meeting, we find out.
Yeah, you're right.
Every couple says, oh, she's so attractive. He's so attractive. I'm into her. I'm into him.
He said, I fell into her eyes.
We had nothing from her.
Nothing about what she
said. Nothing from Raven. So either she didn't say anything or they're not showing us in the edit.
I think it's definitely that. Because they always ask that. That is the thing that we are. And as soon as they cut away to that, I went, what?
Yeah. He talked, and I thought then she was going to speak. And then they just...
No, she was so freaked out.
She was freaked out.
She was freaked out. This reminds me of Mallory.
This show is terrible. Again, we said this for Mallory. They do not need to be on this show.
No.
Well,
I think Mallory is a little more fragile than Raven is emotionally.
I think you're talking about the Mallory we knew by the end of the season, but the Mallory we knew at the third episode was kind of around, I feel like, par.
Was around Raven area?
Uh-huh.
Because she wasn't kind of letting... So maybe we're going to see Raven lose it.
Think about Raven when she was backed up in that corner behind that ball talking about her job.
Ooh. I'm going to say this.
That's
one
a scared
thing.
Person.
As soon as Raven sees Bartice... Y'all, we're going to have problems.
She's going to be pissed.
We're going to have problems.
Because like you said, she's going to hate Nancy.
Well, she already does.
Yeah.
She already hates her.
Yeah.
And she's going to see Bartice, and the emotional stuff she's trying to make with SK that's not working is going to be superseded by the fact that she needs to get banged by his pole.
Yes.
To feel something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh God. I can already see the cars going at one another just in the crash. So I've changed about Colleen still annoys me. I think her and Matt are great for one another.
I wrote I love Colleen.
I cry. Okay. Whoa.
That's
a 180 for you, or a 360.
It's a 180. I really.
She still annoys me.
By far, when he asked her to marry him, again, it gave me Giannina vibes, but she was so, not desperate, but to me, she was so excited and she was just waiting. And as soon as Matt said, and I'm getting down on one knee, and you see her face go, oh, thank God. Just this, it was so moving.
You
it
know
was
what?
Riveting
I,
television.
What I was really upset by is almost like last or in the first season, I don't think anyone did it in the second season. Maybe I can't remember. Where none of the women asked the men to marry them.
Yeah.
Because Gigi asked Damien.
It's Dallas.
Yeah, but I could see Colleen doing it.
No, I could. She's. It's. Yeah.
I am interested in watching what she does. Do I think she says, I love you, Matt. And Matt even says, I don't know what the future holds. She's like, uh-oh. This is it. It's another rejection. And he's down on one knee. And y'all, as soon as he says that, the reaction in her body.
It's amazing. It's amazing to watch.
And she's a dancer. So obviously her body is going to feel things.
Yeah.
The way her emotions do.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, will you marry me? They're both crying.
Yeah.
And
I wrote riveting. And I meant it.
What was interesting is he said her name and made it so real of Colleen Bridget Bolton, of his.
Yes.
And it just tells you how he thinks about things. It's like, this is it for him.
Oh, Matt is
such a good guy.
We didn't
too.
Really know a lot about him. He kind of came in later. Yeah. We didn't really get to know him until kind of the mid to end of episode two.
I'm telling you now, if they go south, women all over are going to go nuts for Matt. He's going to he's going to do okay.
Y'all, because I'm going to tell you this, because we found out later, Matt's good in bed.
He is.
He is good
in
bed.
And I think there's an authenticity there that between him and Brennan, too, Alexa's still holding back.
But I was going to say, Brennan, not as much as Alexa, for sure. But I don't know if Brennan's holding back because Alexa's holding back so much.
Yeah.
But maybe because Colleen's not. Matt is just like,
it's interesting,
out putting himself out there.
I love watching these two.
I do too.
I never thought I would. I don't know.
Y'all, this show is
in the next
episode,
we're going to hate something different.
We're going to hate them both in the next episode because this show takes you on a roller coaster.
And part of there we go. That was the first Love is Blind chandelier scream.
It's a roller coaster. It's so good though.
It's the same reason, though, the editing is the same reason that we hated the wedding episode of season two. Because everything we've been told was not really being shown. That fight that Shane and Natalie had, mm-hmm. that the cameras didn't catch, mm-hmm. you know.
Hopefully they'll have less people actively doing coke this season. That would help.
I don't know. Maybe they learned their lesson. It's just, I don't think there's a Shane this season.
I think
season.
We got rid of him with Andrew.
See, I think Andrew is even scarier than Shane because at least Shane knows how to tap into somehow fake vulnerability. Andrew doesn't have that.
Yeah. That to me is scary, though, someone that, because that is like the mark of a sociopath who can tap into fake vulnerability and fake empathy.
Yeah, but Shane can...
Where Andrew just seems cut off.
Yeah, Shane can...
They're both pretty gross.
Shane can fit... He can hide it better, and he can he does have some normal qualities.
I think it's apples and oranges.
But he can also be charming. And I don't think Andrew can be. I think he's just a creep.
Yeah.
And so... Y'all, Colleen and Matt, she says...
So they're going to get married.
Yeah.
And then...
Nancy and Bartice!
The meeting of Nancy and Bartice. So Bartice is really leaning in and saying, look, I really don't care what she looks like. That does not matter to me. And...
Age doesn't matter. Race doesn't matter. Physical looks don't matter. Blah, blah, blah. All of it. Yeah.
Now, when they met, it was sweet because they opened a thing... And especially after seeing SK and Raven, you're like, how's this going to go? He has this huge smile. She sees him and she's just, her eyes get big. And then it was really cute when Bartice, she started walking towards him and she started trotting towards him. And Bartice says, you better run. And they ran towards each other.
It was sweet.
And they're just holding each other. It was sweet.
He kisses her and he says, I'm very attracted to her. And he says, it's really hard keeping my head above her neck.
Because she's got some beautiful
boobs. She has boobies.
Boobies.
And she is quite stacked.
You would, if you met a guy on Love is Blind and he was not trying to put his hand down your pants in the first 2 minutes, you would look at the producers and say, this is over.
Exactly. No, I would be one of the ones who, y'all, I don't think I'd be a good candidate for this show because I need to see what you look like. Honestly, I need to see that. Good.
I could do it, but it's not for you. And so this probably bothered you, but I thought it was sweet. Well, from a lot of couples, they just stood there. But for them, we got this moment where they're sitting on the couch.
We got that with Brennan and Alexa, too.
Oh, we did, too. Thank you. And so they're sitting there and talking.
And with the one before. We got it with Cole and... Zenob too,
but they were the only one this episode that we got.
Yes, we did.
And they're sitting there, and they're kissing, and she was like, and I love it that she didn't even really pay attention to the ring. She was just so excited about him, and he had a reminder, and she was like, "Who am I?" And he goes, "Mine." And I thought that was sweet.
I don't like that possessive shit, but that's I mean, you. Like, I know.
I think, like, I don't think he wants to, but I think, like, they are theirs.
Don't call me yours.
So you don't want a man to, with a little bit of, I don't know, insert whatever accent you want, but some man shirtless, whether it's that I am my beloved and he is mine, you wouldn't want them to recite that to you?
That's different because... but
that's how I took it. Maybe he meant like mine, but that's how I took it.
I think you can take it that way. I'm saying I don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't call me yours, especially after we just meet.
You are piano cat.
I know. I am. I cannot be tamed.
That's is true.
Now, she said, I'm a cougar, and I'm okay with that. You're 6 years older, bitch.
Yeah.
You're not 16 years older or 60. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, I feel like people really need to learn what the definition of a cougar is. Like, I feel like...
She's 31!
I feel like you're not a cougar unless you're... I think maybe...
50.
At least 45, if not 50, and dating someone...
In their 20s.
20s.
Yeah.
If you're 48 and you're fucking some guy who's 38, that's not a cougar.
I think people are joking about it, but that's one thing. So, y'all, it's the meeting... of Colleen and Matt. This was my favorite one.
Oh, I just want to say, it was really cute when Nancy was so happy she was dancing and he looked back and he saw her and she was like, I'm sorry, I'm dancing. That was cute. That made me kind of like her in that moment.
Now you're kind of making me be...
It's just joyousness to her.
As soon as she talks, that's when I'm just like, ugh.
It's crazy, though, how we are a little bit more worried about Bartice now than we are her.
Yeah.
This show goes back and forth.
I am. There's a slickness to him.
I agree. There's a slickness. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go back in.
Matt and Colleen, this was my favorite meeting that we've had. I loved it.
I think it was. It would be mine, except for because of Giannina and
Damien.
I'm gun shy because they fucking roped us in.
Yeah.
They were very passionate like them. They were very much, they couldn't stop holding one another.
Right. No, you're right.
And I thought, so I want to say it was my favorite as well, but then old trauma in back of head goes, well, that went south.
If Matt becomes a Damien, I don't know what I'll do.
But we never thought that from Damien, ever.
No, you're right.
Ever.
I swear to God.
Y'all.
I will not forgive this editing team.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners, we know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
I can't ask my neighbor. She won't tell me.
So I was writing, oh my God, they're meeting. And
it was really sweet.
He walks out there and I wrote down, he is so cute in a very normal way. And I swear to God, if they're fooling us with this guy, nothing is real. Nothing is real. And she's already worried about the reaction to her own physicality. She's got, you know, if you've been in dance, you know what it's like for to have a decent body positivity is almost impossible.
Oh, it's impossible.
The way, especially with ballet, you're weighed, your every single movement is scrutinized.
Yeah.
And so, and it, no wonder this has gone into her own physical appearance.
Yes.
And she looks immediately, she's like, oh my God, he's just laughing. And they're just laughing and she's freaking out. She's like, he's just, I have no words. He's that's perfect. She's like, I didn't expect a beard, but I like it. And she's, you, there's no pretense here.
No.
And he's the same.
I think he's yeah. the same as well. Yeah.
And she's just gasping at this moment. And this is when I started crying. These are my two favorites. My two favorites are Alexa and Brennan's and this one. The meetings. Everyone else was kind of cute. Except for Eskvi and Raven.
That's
woo!
So
just ice.
Y'all. The reminder, these are our couples, Alexa and Brennan, Zenib and Cole, Raven and SK, Nancy and Bartice, and Colleen and Matt. And they're out of the pods.
We're
away we go.
In really 2.5 episodes, we're out of the pods.
Yeah, but this is the way they always do it. It always feels, and they've got, the Lacheys are back to remind us.
Malibu!
Yeah, they're to remind us they've got 4 weeks to decide if they're going to get married or not.
Or walk away forever. By the way, my favorite thing.
They do spend money on that show because what was that song that they played, that famous song when Nancy turned Andrew down and he started crying?
There's no famous songs. They all sound like things.
No, this song we have heard before, or at least they played it on these shows, and I've heard it
they
before.
They might have played it, but there's no real songs. These are all...
song, it was all like, feel it, let it come out.
No, it's that we might have heard it. Or,
I think we've watched so much reality TV, now they're recycling royalty-free music.
No, and also, they're so good at their job that you think you're hearing a real song. I promise you, all these songs are like made
No, we've heard this song before. We have heard this song before. Either I've heard it in real life, or I've heard it on one of these shows.
So you're saying they played another royalty-free song?
I'm just saying that this royalty-free song is getting recycled by music supervisors in reality television. I'd heard it before.
I'm going to check up on that for you.
Because it makes me laugh.
I don't know.
I know we've heard it.
All right. Y'all can come for him. I just know this song was definitely not on the radio, and it was definitely not played somewhere.
It was... Oh.
They would have never paid for this.
Yeah, that's where I was like, surely this isn't a real song. It has to just be a royalty-free I heard again.
No. This was, instead of... this was not Clocks by Coldplay, but Wristwatch by Hot Work.
Hot Work. Wow.
See my wristwatch and I love it. You're gonna love my life with you in it.
Oh, Jesus. Let me see. Let's do. I'm gonna see. I'm trying to pull up that
Can
song.
We do this after?
Fine. Oops, sorry. Da-doom.
So, y'all,
they go to this place. Where is this place? Did they say it was
Malibu?
Malibu, right? Yeah. Where is this in Malibu? It was gorgeous.
It's further north. Malibu's got to be. It's further up
the
PCH.
Is it like the Camarillo wedding venue?
Looks like it. Yeah.
That place is.
It's all those. It's all those private drives up there.
It is, because I've been to where they are under the teepee. I've been to that tree and it is gorgeous. When our friend Lindsay got married, she looked at wedding venues.
Oh,
there, and
she
I went
there.
With her because they have like it's the perfect place because they have like seven.
That
things
is
in it.
Not cheap.
That's why she didn't get married there.
Yeah.
It was fucking gorgeous, though.
So, I like everyone's arriving. I like Alexa saying, I took my allergy pill, so I'm all good. She a city gal.
Girl, you're fine if you live in Dallas, because that's the worst place for allergies.
Yep, that's true.
The worst.
It is. I was constantly stuffy.
No, I try to tell you, it's like one of the worst places in the country. All right, so there's a little bit of this. Alexa and Brennan talk about spiders. There's a bit of
their only problem is bugs, y'all. Yeah. That's the only issue they have.
Mainly, we have Colleen and Matt, and Colleen is showing Matt all these dresses that she wants to wear, and it's really sexy the way every dress she wears, Matt's just imagining taking it off of her.
Yes,
he is so into her, which she is gorgeous.
She is. And I think the thing about it is he's like, I wrote my life for Speedo. And she says something like, my ass will eat this like a cupcake. And at one point he was like.
He was like, I love icing. I mean, he was into it. So he talks about, you know, I moved because she's asking him. Y'all, we were right. He graduated high school and literally moved in with his ex. They got married. That's what some people do.
She is going to blow his fucking mind in the bed.
I don't think he's. Maybe he did after
good,
he got divorced.
He's good at what he can do. But y'all, she's gonna put on a show. She's gonna do Capella for him. the Swan Lake Death Drop. Duadal.
Wow. See, I was going to say for him, like every time he has sex with her, it's like you hear a sexy George Strait song. Like I was going to be classy
what?
With it. I was going to be classy with it and romantic, and you just took it to anal.
No, that's ballet. it's the sex of ballet. Anal.
You know, I tried it. I try on the show, y'all.
Yeah, sure. Sure. They have probably the most physical connection of any of the couples.
Water is wet.
Yeah.
They can't keep their hands off of each other.
And he's like, God, you're sexy, blah, blah, blah. He said, we'll be staying in the same bed tonight. So that
God
is
hot.
It is a foregone conclusion that they are going to fuck tonight. They going to fuck.
They going to fuck.
He has a tattoo. There's a little bit we saw his arm. It's like, is that a Monster energy drink slogan?
Is it?
I don't think so, but it looked like the Monster energy drink.
Well, maybe he worked for them and he was a fan. My brother
loves them too, but he's not going to get a tattoo on his arm.
Monsters are like, I think Monsters are a straight country thing. My brother loves them too. And I'm like, why don't you just drink coffee?
I told my brother he needs to stop drinking.
Did your brother drink them in the morning?
Yeah.
That's what my brother drinks in the morning. I'm like, just have coffee. It's so much healthier for you.
So we get a little bit of
the smell of them.
Oh, it's awful. Brennan and Alexa. And they're at that tree and teepee that you were talking about. And I'm a little worried because she still seems to be really freaked out by everything.
He
is comforting her.
She keeps asking validating questions.
Yeah.
She keeps asking for validation.
So I think hopefully we get past that. Maybe we don't. Maybe once they sleep together, it'll be okay. Or maybe we won't get there. But this is like, who had this issue last season? I'm trying to think who it was. Or maybe it was the first season.
I feel like you're thinking of the first season. But, I mean, Gia and Damien had problems having sex.
Yeah.
Sex wasn't good. But
I'm trying to think who it was.
Was it...
Jessica and Mark.
Was it blonde guy and the woman?
Kenny and Kelly.
Did they ever sleep together?
I don't think they ever did.
I don't think they ever did.
Yeah.
But
she wasn't into him.
But maybe it was because it did give me those type. It felt like she wasn't into him. But I just don't know if she's in her head.
I can't tell. We don't know enough about her yet.
We don't.
Because she is so, I like her a lot. But
and Brennan even says, he said, you know, I just wrote, they seem more awkward in general, and you don't know chicken or the egg. Is she started and he's responding at what they're feeding off of?
Yeah.
And
he says, I'm in my happy place with her. So
because he says to her,
he's
though,
in it.
I thought you were going to be fake. I thought this was like some type of robot. And he said, I'm so completely in love with you. There's no question. But she's still,
yeah,
they're kissing, but
she's
still
I'm a little worried.
Putting up this.
Don't let this be our Lauren and Cameron go away.
Boy,
let's talk about
ruin that.
Zenib and Cole. This is interesting.
Oh, interesting. This was traumatizing to me.
How so?
Because the way they act just brings me back to like middle school and high school relationships where you like someone, but you tease them and you kind of never actually say what's really. It's all we've got to read into the subtext and play
right.
this dance. And I can't stand that. That's kind of where you like to live in dating. But
I just see that as that's how some people behave.
No, I do. But I'm saying where is Nancy like as a trigger to you? Like this type of dating, I fucking hate watching.
This is normal for two people who've never really met each other.
I want to say this.
Especially for two people like Cole.
I want to say this is normal for two people who act like middle school. Like I feel like they're both, especially Cole, but even it's interesting where Zenith says she had to grow up and she's so adult. I'm like, did you or did a part of you get stuck where your parents died?
I think that we thought
that. I don't know if she knows that.
But I think she's trying to give what he's putting out.
That too.
But this is him trying to delay vulnerability for as long as possible.
For sure.
And I don't think it's remarkable at all that you have these huge emotional connections, and this is how some people deflect. People like Raven are kind of stuck. People like Cole vamp for time.
Yeah.
So to me, that may be a trigger for you. I could see how it would get on people's nerves. But what he's trying to do is disarm the situation through humor so that she'll feel more comfortable. That's not what's happening.
But I don't think she's taking it that way. I think
she's not.
The way I would take it is... you're acting different than you acted in the pod.
Was he, though?
I'm saying the way she's going to take that.
Yeah.
it's hard to tell how they acted in the pod because we see so little of it. But from what we saw in the edit, he was a little teasy. They were teasy a lot. Honestly, I think she's acting more different out of the pod than he is.
I would agree with that.
And so I say this in both ways. And I'm not just talking about Cole. For both of them, it would make me go, huh, I saw someone different in the pod. So my immediate thing is, I don't know if I can trust you.
What I saw is him saying they were having, he's like, this is a boring conversation. What's your favorite big cat? That's exactly how he was in the pod.
No, that was how, but where she's not volleying that back to him.
Right.
Now. So like I say, I feel like you think I'm coming for Cole. I'm talking about both of them.
No, I'm not really.
I'm trying to point out that it's been, their storyline's been that Cole is like the young, immature one. And I'm trying to point out, I don't know if it's Cole.
Yeah, I agree.
I
agree with you.
Cole might be more mature than Zenib.
Yeah.
That's what I'm, and her reaction is really, I'm like, if I was him, which is probably how he's feeling, I would be thinking, wait a minute, did I get sucker punched by someone who pretended to be somebody else?
Right. And she even said, I'm shook being around the physical aspect of Cole. Because it's the same Raven issues of I'm trying to meld who he was in the pod with who he is physically.
Yes.
And she's like, I like how playful he is. She's like, and this because there's been so much unhappiness in my life. It's almost like a rote thing she's trying to convince herself of.
Yeah, it's just they both don't know. Excuse me. They both don't know how to be. Like, even when he said, I'm a leopard, and then he goes under the water and he's like swimming around her, and I just wrote, this is weird.
Well,
they don't know what to do with one another.
What he's trying to do and what he normally gets from women is gets them laughing and you disarm them that way. And she's kind of like, we're getting married. What am I going
to
do now?
No, yeah, she's starting to think of the seriousness of it.
And then, this is interesting.
But do you think he's fully, I don't believe that he's fully into her. And the reason being,
I agree.
Because he says, it was shocking to see the face of the girl because I had a different idea, but I'm attracted to her though. That's what he said. I wrote it down. He said, but I'm, that ending where he said, but I'm attracted to her though.
He said to her,
in the moment.
Okay. So maybe this is different. I actually expected to not be as attracted to you as much as I am.
He said that to her.
Right.
But then when he said it's in the moment, when he said, I had a different idea, but I'm attracted to her. And I went, are you? It's just the way he said that. It was a little like.
Yeah.
Okay.
We spend a lot of time. She talks about being insecure about her looks. And that's when we talked, what we talked about before by, do I look a different person? And he's like, yeah, you do. Again, that's not what she needs. That's not what Zenim needs to hear. I think with another woman who doesn't have insecurities about, deep insecurities, it seems like, with Zenim, about how she looks. I think if you had said that about, I don't know, none of the women on this season. Maybe almost, Nancy.
No, I think probably any woman that would bother her. I think Zenim says, you know, I welcome how playful he is because I've just had too much seriousness. And I thought, it's as if you're trying to, it's that idea of what we know what we need, but it's just not what we want. And
yeah.
Is she trying to talk herself into what she knows she needs?
Yeah, I think that's a lot of it.
But then it's come, I think there's this, that's a problem though, I think sometimes when relationships are just based on teasing and this kind of tit for tat, because then at some point there has to be a give and pull where vulnerability and authenticity comes in. And in the pods, they had to have that. They couldn't get away from one another. Now that they're in real life, they can't get away from that. So then we have this idea, this is jumping a little bit, but like the way they at the next morning, whenever after they sleep together, and she's, I think it's, this is going to keep
this jumping in ahead the whole new segment.
But I want to bring up that it seems that like, I think what I'm talking, I think they're going to be one of the most fascinating couples to watch, meaning this idea, both of them, what they want versus what they need. And Cole is, I think Cole is attracted to her in some ways, but I don't think Cole's going to be able to articulate what he wants from her. I don't know if he has that language
yet. I doubt it.
But that's going to drive her crazy. But I don't think she's aware that that's what drives her crazy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I want to just go back to what you said. There's no relationship built on teasing. This is not what that goes. I don't think that's what's happening here.
No, I've seen that. But there is so that playfulness that she keeps talking
about. Playfulness is what I'm thinking of. And I think you're right. You can do it at the beginning. And some people, that's how they communicate love, mm-hmm. is that.
Yeah.
So I think that's a little reductive.
No, I'm saying
say
there has to be some tit for tat. I said it, now that they're out of the thing, it seems like, at least from the edit we're seeing, it's all that. There's no, they're not in the.
He says things like, "I'm so attracted to you," and when they're in bed,
they have a little moment on the. He does it, but then they have this pillow fight. I'm just saying.
No,
that,
I agree with you. I'm saying some people would find that super endearing, and would want that. I don't think Zenob is this person.
That's what I'm trying to. Yeah, I don't. I think Zenob wants that, but her anxiety is too ramped up. She's gonna need some moments with that where Cole can just like sit with his emotions and like be Cole. This is what I just figured out. Cole is a jumping bean. Cole's never going to sit still. He might love you, be attracted to you, but he's never going to just like sit there and have a really adult conversation with you for a long time. And I think that's going to get old to her.
And it feels like to me, I mean, Cole did say, "You want to go on adventures? You want to go and do this with my life?" And she's like, "Yeah, let's do all this."
Yes.
And
so
I think she may have misrepresented herself.
No, I really think she was like, "This is what I need." And now that she's in it, she's like, "I can't do this."
Yeah,
I think fascinating to watch.
I see this as getting, and it's not even.
I think maybe my favorite couple to watch because I think it's a hot
and
train.
I don't think this guy. I know plenty of couples who do spend time teasing one another.
Yeah.
And being playful with one another.
Uh-huh.
That's probably what his relationships are like.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he behaves. I don't know, and I'm sure they're, and especially because the cameras are there, because he's a joke person. That's just what he's there for.
Yeah.
He's there to be an influencer. Let me just be clear. That's why he's there.
Oh, yeah.
But
he's the male Megan Fox, as she said.
Yeah.
That made me laugh.
I don't think it's a good match. I don't think it's a good match at all.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. But it's going to be great to watch.
Let's talk about Nancy and Bartiz and his body. That's all I want to talk about. He is so hot.
Just going to take a moment.
Just
going to take a moment.
Now, she basically says,
"I could have his nipples for lunch."
She basically says, "I'd like to get to know him physically, but I want him to take the lead." And Bartiz says, I could not piece together the person who she was at first, but now I think I've got it together." She laughs again.
How tall is Bartiz?
Awful.
How tall is that
He's
man?
At least 6'3", probably. Sound like my mother.
Y'all get ready at the end of this episode. Y'all know what we're doing.
They seem to have a lot of fun with one another. Then she talks about unclogging a toilet without a plunger.
He was like, "I'm gonna need some more champagne for this." I was like, "Nancy, why are you talking?" I think this is where I was like, "Oh, shush."
Y'all, there's lines, and you can talk about dirty stuff, and you can play around. I think poop humor is something you save.
I think you've got to be a good 6 months into your relationship before you start that.
And talk about breaking up the poop and talk about taking a shit in it more.
Nobody wants to think about that.
While you're in the water.
Taking a romantic bath.
While you're in the water.
No, you don't want to do that. Because I'm just sitting in the bathtub thinking, are you going to shit in this bathtub?
I know. That's what I was thinking the whole time.
This is not good.
And then he kisses her. So some part of him was into it.
No, I don't think he was. He got that. He was kind of, I think he was like, this needs
to
end.
We need to stop. Yeah.
This needs to end. It's like when you're on the second date and they're talking again and you just look at them and just say, you want to make out.
That's what I do.
No, it's what you do. It's how you shut them up.
Second date. First date. Let's stop talking. Or I just cover their mouth.
I know you've done it.
He's a good kisser.
Oof. That's what you do. He is a good kisser. Oof. He knows what he's doing. His back is so expansive. It's like a football field. You just could hold on to it. And he could just carry you around like a lumber.
Football? That, you it's go to a football field?
It's 100 yards across.
Wow.
You can hit a field goal on that thing.
Let's talk about Raven and SK. She says, it's strange.
Wait. You missed something.
What?
He kisses her, and then they're making out in the bathtub, and then the camera just kind of pulls in and focuses on that rubber ducky that's just sitting there that has to watch all of this.
It was weird.
That poor rubber ducky.
I'd like to be that ducky, but block out Nancy.
Sorry, that I just had a comment on the weirdness of focusing on the rubber ducky.
It was strange.
All right, continue.
Raven says it's strange to be to have such an emotional connection with someone. Yeah.
She articulated
who you've only
well.
Seen for a few minutes.
She and articulated it very well.
This is someone. She is very analytical in the way she's approaching this. She is trying her best. I think she is aware of her own emotions, and I think that's different than Mallory.
Yeah. I think she's more aware. I would imagine, because some fitness people do this. Some people that are fitness addicts, y'all, I don't care what it is, even if it's a healthy, whatever you want to call it, addiction or whatever you're into, we all have escapism. And so I wonder if she's able to settle into her body and feel her body, because it doesn't, and this in a healthy way, hopefully.
Yeah.
It allows her to turn her brain off and not think. And so she wasn't able to do that.
Yeah.
And so it's fascinating to watch her, that now she is, because y'all, she's arguably probably the most gorgeous woman on the show.
She is.
She's not just pretty.
So.
She is a Hollywood knockout.
She's gorgeous.
And so she is used to not having to use her words or emotions and think that hard with dating.
And weirdly though, because I think you just nailed it. She holds back a lot because she doesn't have to.
And guess who she ended up getting with? Someone who's so fucking analytical and thinks all the time.
Yeah.
That's who she's with.
She's like, do you want to keep the TV on when you're sleeping? He's like, no. And she's like, I'm a big news girl. And maybe I was unclear. Like, he couldn't believe that she liked news or that excited him. Or
I don't know.
He's so hard to read.
He's very hard to read. I agree. I agree.
And then she's like, my.
Did you notice who? He's under the bed under the covers, or on the bed under the covers.
Yeah.
She's over the covers.
Yeah.
So there's literally this physical space between him. And that's where she said, you brought it up earlier, but I just want to bring it up because it's such a good thing, where she said, it's my mental energy is relaxed, but my body is trying to catch up. And so my body language often is weird anyway. And that's what's creating this physical awkwardness.
And she even makes an excuse.
Good explanation.
I'm a physically awkward person. I don't think that's true.
Saw how you were.
Yeah. She's saying that to make him not feel bad.
But it makes sense when we think about her reactions, like when Bartice was talking to her.
Yeah.
Even though we didn't think it was that emotional of a story.
She fascinates me.
But when he was trying to talk about something really emotional to him, she didn't want to go there. So what did she start doing? She started working out.
Yep.
So it's...
Even though it was a stupid story.
But still, I also don't think she wanted to go there with him. But where she was able to do that with, at least from the... I do feel like they did a disservice of editing of this couple.
Yeah.
Because the most kind of emotional, raw moments I felt like we saw with SK and Raven were in their flashback before he asked her to marry him.
I agree. And I feel like this guy is the most down to earth of all the guys.
But yeah, we needed to see more of those moments. I wish we would have seen less of Bartice and Raven.
Not Bartice, Bartice and Nancy.
No, they showed a lot of Bartice and Raven.
Oh.
They showed a lot.
You mean in previous episodes?
And then I wish.
No, they're doing that for a reason.
Yeah, they wanted to build us up, but the problem is, it makes me feel like I'm watching this and I wrote, where's the truth in this relationship? Because I don't know where it stands.
Well,
that's a failure of editing, I think.
Or the editing is really trying to show us the fireworks when all the couples meet.
Probably.
And so, because really concerned. They're not really concerned about, they're concerned more about showing
because
us the
triangles. It feels like Mallory and Kyle vibes.
You don't, no, you're misspeaking.
Or Mallory and Sal.
Sal.
Yeah. Salvador. Yes.
Malvador. I don't know. And so anyway, then there's a next
God,
couple
I'm
of
so
little
scared
things.
Because so many people, remember when we liked Sal? Is somebody going to turn out to be Sal? Is Matt going to be Sal?
Let's not, no. So Colleen and Matt, they're going to bang, definitely. Alexa and Brennan
are kissing.
Spitters
or quitters. Amen, Colleen. Y'all, Colleen's a dick pig.
She is. Colleen is definitely
She's
a dick
a sissy.
Pig. So the next day, what you were referencing before, Colin Zenib, she's ironing. Things are different. Very different. Now, she's like, I'm a very sexual person, so we slept together last night. We hear that. Which, this is interesting. Who do you think initiated this?
The sex?
Yeah.
I really feel like her.
Me too.
Because I think they're setting up, honestly, a mother-son dynamic with this relationship.
Well, here's why I think she initiated it.
Not to get too Freudian, but I feel like that's what's happening.
She wasn't feeling the other connection, the kind of emotional connection, and she wasn't getting the same thing she was getting in the pods. Mm-hmm. So she said, this is normally what I do. Guys will get emotional when I have sex with them.
I think...
Or make some connection.
I think, too, she wants to... I think she... There's.
She's interesting to me.
She is. I think she wants a man to maybe dote on her and take care of her a little bit.
A little bit.
That's not Cole.
It is not.
And maybe it will be Cole when he's 36. But at this age, I don't think...
I really do believe... I think he told her who he was in the pods.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's like, again, if they really wanted us to be like, Cole's so young.
Mm-hmm.
But Cole knows himself better, I think. I just think he's young.
She's
and
31.
Doesn't know yet.
Yeah.
There's a difference of not knowing yet, but knowing yourself.
Yeah.
She doesn't know herself.
And y'all, she says, he got out, after we slept together, he got out of bed and didn't talk to me. And this
for
is
a couple of
this
hours.
Is really interesting. So her version of events were we slept together, I woke up, he woke up first, he didn't talk to me for a couple of hours. She's like, I've in my head, what did I do? And then Cole's side of the story is, you know, after last night, I know we're definitely physically compatible. So he says that, and she's like, I got up first, I was gonna let her sleep and just like have her own time. And
he said he was tired.
And then
he said he was tired too.
Oh, I thought she said he was going to let her sleep.
No. He said he wanted to let her sleep. And she said, I wasn't talking. He said, honestly, I was, what did I say? He said, honestly, the truth is I was really tired and I was giving her space.
Right. And he even says he's even in his head now because neither one of them can figure out where the other is at.
Well, and I will say, I do think there's a chance with Cole. I agree. They can't figure out where the other person's at. Because this made me think, maybe they're both not being honest with themselves. Because I will say this, honestly, a man saying, and not to sound too sexy, I just feel like I know so many men who do this. When they're upset or they're bothered by something, they just say they're tired. That's like a word people use when they don't know what to fill in.
When did he say that? I don't know what that means.
I wrote that down. I wrote that he said, truth is, I was really tired and I was giving her space and to sleep in. But maybe I read it wrong and he was saying she was really tired.
I just don't know why he would say I was really tired.
I'll have to watch it again. But that's what I wrote down. Because if he said that, then it made me think, are you feeling a type of way and you're not able to express it either?
I'm just trying to figure out why would he get out of bed then?
I know. Yeah. Maybe just emotionally. I don't know. I have to watch it again.
They haven't been together that long.
Well, they just got done with the experiment, though. So I know that was a lot for them.
So,
but I wrote, They do. I wrote the exact same thing. They both seem to be overanalyzing one another. Because he says, I wanted, they're brushing teeth, and he says, you know.
While your mouth's full, I'll talk to you about something.
And he's like, and then he said, you know what? We'll talk about it later. Which, don't do that to someone, y'all.
I hate it. Don't do that.
So that, to me, tells me he's either feeling shame about something or guilt. Maybe he wants to try to talk to her without the camera. Like, why would he bring that up?
Well, he obviously wanted to do it. He wanted to say something and he chickened out. And because he wants to keep things how they are. And but at the same time, he's very uncomfortable with how things are, but he's worried about what happens if he says something. What I think he was going to say is probably say, what's going on with you? And part of in his head, he would think that'd be picking a fight.
You know what just clicked for me too? And I bet Zenob is picking up on this as well, which causes her apprehension. Think about the way Cole described her and talked to her in the pod versus out. He seemed way more effusive, kind of emotionally, the way his wording was way more, you're fucking awesome.
Yeah.
This, the way he said, even his in the moments, it almost seems like he's saying, I do think we're physically compatible. That doesn't sound like the Cole in the pod. You think he would have been like, we were so fucking into each other last night. Like, he would have said something like that.
No.
So I wonder if he's changing his wording. It just kind of clicked for me now as we're talking about it. They're so fun to watch.
I took it in a different way, but I took it in if they asked him, so you think you're physically compatible?
Yeah.
And he answered. Because I think the pods are different because there's no producer interaction.
We don't think
is producer interaction when they're asking them questions in the moment.
That's true.
So I don't think we can trust those. As far as in intention, I think they're saying what they mean, but I don't think they're coming from them.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's producers wanting them to say things. I think this is not a good match. Bottom line,
no,
for
I don't
me.
Think so either.
I think he probably represented who he was a little better in the pods. I think she knew what she was getting, but she jumped on board the kind of cold, fun, adventurous train. She's like, oh, I can do this. And then she got to meet him and is having a serious conversation. And I think the enormity of the event that they're now going to get married hits her. And normally when she's like, okay, I need to find someone who's going to be a really good father to my kids, and I need to do this, and I'm going to do this, he's not even there.
And maybe it is hitting him too, and he's just... What, keeping it trying to be all cool, all fun, and not let on.
What I think for him, this is someone who is a real estate agent who is super perceptive about how people are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's such a joker. And he's always trying to make people, to disarm people. And as soon as he can tell something's wrong, he turns into, is mommy disappointed in me?
It's that, like I said, it's that mommy son dynamic, and I also think that Cole does not ever want to be a bad guy.
He doesn't.
So that's
absolutely
what,
not.
If he's having doubts or if he's having fears, they're not going to come up quickly.
Yeah, I think this is this match is so messy.
Well, let's do it now. We're probably going to. We were wrong on I think every single couple last time, so we have to remember what we said. But we do what we always do. Predictions of who we think, this is when we do it, who we think is going to make it and who's not.
Oh, I hate this.
So let's go ahead and start with Cole and Zenob. Do we think they're going to make it?
No.
I say no.
Will they? I think they'll make it to the altar. I think they have to.
Everyone will make it to the altar. Yeah.
I think, who you think will say? I think she'll say yes. He'll say no.
I think it would be Cole that would say no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Colleen and Matt.
Yes, unless there is a disaster.
If it wasn't for G, I want to say yes, but I'm so good. But I say yes as well.
And if it there is a no, it'll be her.
I could see a no being from him, and he can sense that she's not really into it, and he has to do the and he has to do the right thing and let her go.
I could see that too. I hate but this.
It's not going
to
happen.
We need to stop doing this.
It's what we do.
I hate you.
But they're going to be together. So let's say that.
Bartice and Nancy.
I think they'll get married. I don't know if they'll last, but I think they'll get married.
I think you're right.
I think they could definitely be a couple that gets divorced in a year.
I think he would say no.
Oh, yeah. I think she'll say yes.
Yeah.
Raven and SK.
No.
Yeah, no. No. Y'all, we know who's going to say no on that one.
He might say yes. She's going to say no.
I could even see her leaving early and saying,
me
I can't
too,
do the way.
Me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see her trying to fuck Bartice.
Yeah.
And I pray that happens.
I don't. I'm starting to like Nancy more. Okay. What about
it's collateral damage?
And lastly, Alexa
that's
and
Brennan. That's what I'm going to call her from now on.
Alexa and Brennan.
This is going to break my heart.
I saved this one for the last because I am split on this.
This is going to break my heart.
I think she might break his heart.
I agree. I think.
And that hurts me to say.
I think.
Why do we get so invested?
My opinion may change later on.
I know, but we always do it this episode, yeah. Even though you don't like it.
I think he's going to say yes and she's going to say no.
So far, that's where I'm leaning to.
Yeah. So the only, in our predictions, the only couples that get married are Matt and Colleen and Bartice and Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's move on to brighter skies. Let's talk about dicks. All right, Poodle.
Yeah.
It's time to, hold on.
Oh no, what is this?
Use the gift.
Okay. You're bad at that. There it goes, a little bit. Let's start out. You just yell out names, and I'll just go for it.
Brennan.
It's bigger than you think.
Okay.
It's a solid boyfriend dick.
Okay.
Skinny.
I think skinny too. I think skinny. I agree with all that.
Solid boyfriend dick. He's okay at sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he's fun. I bet he's got very strong sperm if you want kids.
I agree.
There you go. Cole.
Tiny.
Smooth asshole. Everybody. Well, actually, it's kind of furry. But this man, he's got the body of just a wonderful bottom.
That's true. I think it's not skinny. It's not tiny, I should say. It's a small version of boyfriend dick. I think it's around 5, maybe 4.5, 5.
Oh, I think he's got a good 6.
That's kind.
I feel like he that's could kind. Have he could have meteor balls. But do you feel it or no?
Yeah, kind of.
I think his best work sex, would be on his back, if I'm honest.
True. And sex would be fun with him.
If doesn't last long, I don't think.
I agree.
I would say this. If Cole ever became gay, oh my God.
He'd do really well.
He would have a house in Malibu. They'd she go would. To his house. She would. She would never have to want for anything.
No. She'd be great.
Good and, you know, he husband. Could still love God, too, like he loves.
I cry out all the time. Oh, God!
It's true. All right. SK.
It is... It's substantial.
I think it's a pretty big dick.
Not as big as you'd think.
Remember the dick map where people said, like, remember yeah, in our sissies freaked out because Langeer was up there.
I think it's a good 7. I think 7 at the most.
All right.
Yeah. It curves.
I was just thinking it curves. I was just it curves.
Yeah.
Just thinking that.
But in the downward way.
Oh, I was thinking right. Okay.
Yeah.
Bartice.
It's the biggest dick in the show.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It is girthy.
I think it's a...
And it's the best dick.
I disagree. I think Matt has the biggest dick.
I think you might have something there.
He has the biggest dick energy, the way he loves calling down on this show.
That dick is perfect. It is beautiful.
It's like an 8-inch dick. It's not
It's not
thick.
8 inches. It is not 7.
7.5, maybe.
7, and it's thick.
It's not too long. It's not too
gorgeous. This dick should be in magazines.
It's the Goldie Cox of cock. It's just right.
You ought to be in pictures. That's this dick, y'all. That's this dick. This dick, he takes down his pants, and people are like, oh, there's Marilyn. Marilyn.
I will say, Bartice will fuck you for an hour.
But I think that dick is pretty. I see this being tricolor.
Okay. Oh, right.
There's a Neapolitan Shade. Going on there.
A Neapolitan dick.
Yes.
Okay.
Neapolitan. And I think it is girthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it may be the best. It's a toss up between him and Matt that may be the best experiential dick.
I get that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. There you have it.
Wouldn't our mothers be proud?
There you have it. Cole's the worst lay, though, by far.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I think SK would be a little dispassionate. I don't think he was a good fit for this show. I think he was one of those who's really going into it saying, I haven't been good for lucky in love. I've been unlucky, and so I'm going to do this show.
I think...
Or maybe he was scouted.
I disagree. I think he would be a good fit for this show. I think the problem with SK and Raven, now that we're talking, I think he got what he wanted, not what he needed. I think he probably needs to be, I think he needs to be with a Colleen or a Nancy or someone who's more emotional.
And maybe
Raven is too in her head. I think they're too much alike.
Yeah. I just don't think, I don't think he.
But I don't think she brings out a performative, entertaining side of him. I agree with you. I think that he could be matched better.
Do you think there's a performative, entertaining side?
Maybe. You know, speaking of, Giannina brought that out in Damien, which made us like him more.
That is true. Damien had a natural charisma for the camera, though.
And SK's really likable, and he's really handsome. But
yeah, but it's like, for a show like this...
He's just so cerebral. Like I think it would be interesting if he was with someone more emotional, and he just didn't get that match. He got someone who literally wants to run away from emotions.
Yeah. I think he, when he got someone who was emotional, he would retreat even further.
I don't think he would even ask that person to marry him because he wouldn't know what to do with it.
Right.
But I think that's what he, again, this show is all about
what you think
what
you need.
What you need, what you want. And also it mirrors so much. I think Colleen and Zenob, or Cole and Zenob, are such a good example of this, of how I act is putting my, basically, And what's so genius about this show? They said, how do we put on television how people act on a dating app when you don't really meet them and you just see their picture versus how they act in real life? Because how many, I mean, you date a lot more than me, but how many dates have you gone on where someone acts a certain way online and then you think you know them, and even when you meet them in person, you're just like, this is not who I met.
Countless.
And so that's what's fascinating about this show. And I think why people relate to it so much. It's such a fucking smart idea.
I dated a lot of Coles, and a lot of, strangely, a lot of SKs.
Who, I can see that.
Yeah.
Because you're a very intellectual, but you need someone who has, point made. I cannot be
with someone like
you
that.
You can be with a professor in academia, but he needs to have a dungeon.
Yeah.
He's got to have a balance and fun for you and has a but
he
if
needs
they don't
that
have
dungeon.
That, you're not going to, and I think.
With a cold, damp air.
All right. Well, I lost you. All right, everybody. That's the show. This show is so good. Thank you all for jumping on.
So next week is called Meet the Exes, or the next episode.
Yeah, I think next episode is the party where they all meet the exes. Yes. episode 4 again. This show is so good. It's so wonderful to talk about.
Do you think we will have an issue with Colleen and Cole?
Oh, because they... I think Cole is really going to be into her.
I agree.
I think
she's not going. I don't think she's going to be.
And I don't believe in love.
I don't think she's going to be.
Who knew? Because...
I didn't hate her as much as you did. I thought she was annoying.
I told, but who knew? It's like Colleen and Matt now we're rooting for.
I did not know that.
I fully admit, y'all. I went for her. I did not like her.
Yeah, and I've gone back. I still don't like Nancy, but I don't hate her like I did
because
the first
interesting. She said that she's so shallow, but yet she seems so emotionally present for him.
Perfect for the camera.
But doesn't she seem emotionally present for Matt?
She does. This is the honeymoon, though.
It is the honeymoon. So we'll see if she retreats into that shallowness. In is love a blind? Is he blind, blind, blind?
All right, get us out of here.
Take us out, Poodle Gaga.
Just... y'all, join us next time as we answer Vanessa Lachey's throaty, dry-voiced question.
I want some deep dick.